answer thee down. I have somewhat to say. In my mind I have kept it this many a day. Your master, you know, is a fool and a sot, and mind's nothing else but the pipe and the pot. Till 12 or till 1 he will never come home, and then he's so drunk that he lies like a mum. Such use such as this would make anyone mad, but a woman will have it if 'tis to be had.
'Tis true, forsooth, mistress, this case is but hard, that a woman should be of her pleasure debarred. But 'tis the sad fate of a thousand beside, or else the whole city is foully belied. There is not a man among 20 that thrives, not 10 in 15 that do lie with their wives. Yet still you had better be merry than sad, and take it wherever it is to be had.
But, John, 'tis a difficult matter to find a man that is trusty and constantly kind. An ince of court gallant, he cringes and bows. He's presently known by his oaths and his vows. And though both his clothes and his speeches be gay, yet he loves you but only a night and away. Such use such as this would make anyone mad, yet a woman will have it if 'tis to be had.
What think you of one that belongs to the court? They say they are youthful and given to sport. He'll present you with bracelets and jewels and rings, with stones that are precious and 20 fine things. Or if you are not for the court or the town, what think you forsooth of a man with a gown? You must have a gallant, a good or a bad, and take it wherever it is to be had.
No, John, I confess that not any of these had ever the power my fancy to please. I like no such blades for a trick that I know, for as soon as they've trod they are given to grow. Plain dealing is best, and I like a man well, that when he has kissed will be hanged ere he'll tell. My meaning is honest, and thou art the lad, then give it and take it where 'tis to be had.
Alas, my dear mistress, it never can be that you can affect such a fellow as me. Yet heaven forbid, since I am but your man, I should ever refuse to do all that I can. But then if my master should know what we've done, we both should be blown up as sure as a gun. For after our joys he would make us sad, for taking it where it ought not to be had.
But how should he know with a scrupulous self? Dost think I'm so silly to tell him myself? If we are but so wise our own counsel to keep, we may laugh and lie down while the sot is asleep. Some hundreds I know in the city that use to give to their men what their masters refuse. The man is the master, the prentice the dad, for women must take it where 'tis to be had.
Some prentices use it, forsooth, I allow, but I am a novice and cannot tell how. However, I hope that I shall not be blamed, for to tell you the truth, I am somewhat ashamed. I know how to carry your Bible to church, but to play with my mistress I'm left in the lurch. Yet if you can show me the way, good or bad, I'll promise you all that there is to be had.
You quickly may learn it, my Johnny, for thus, before you proceed, begin with Abus. And then you must clasp me about with your arm. Nay, fear me not, Johnny, I'll do thee no harm. Now I sigh, now I tremble, now backwards I lie. And now, dear Johnny, oh, now I must die. Oh, who can resist such a mettlesome lad, and refuse such a pleasure where 'tis to be had?
Alas, pretty mistress, the pleasure is such, we never can give one another too much. If this be the business, the way is so plain, I think I can easily find it again. 'Twas thus we began, and thus we lie down, and thus, oh, thus that we fell in a swoon. Such sport to refuse, who was ever so mad? I'll take it wherever it is to be had.
Now, Johnny, you talk like an ignorant mum. You have such a pleasure nowhere but at home. Here's 50 broad pieces for what you have done. But see that you never again to run. For no new employment than trouble your brains. For here, when you work, you'll be paid for your pains. But should you deceive me, no woman so sad to lose all the pleasure that once she has had.
Ah, mistress so noble, I never will leave. 'Twere a sin and a shame such a friend to deceive. For my master's shop no more will I care. 'Tis pleasantest handling my mistress's mare. A fig for indentures, for now I am made free of a gentler and a pleasanter trade. I know when I'm well I was never so mad to forsake a good thing when 'tis to be had.